Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us right now here on the hotline is the Boston Celtics voice of Barstool Sports, talking, of course, about Kendrick Perkins' favorite person in the world. That would be Greeny, Dan Greenberg of Barstool, who, again, I cannot click on this computer right now, so you're going to have to pot him up for me there. Joe Greeny, how are we doing tonight?
Arcan, how's it going?
It's going, man. How's Summer League treating you? You locked in on these games or what?
Oh, it's been, you know, every year is great, but, you know, you have to pace yourself because the 117-degree heat every day can kind of break you down if you're not careful.
Were you in Boston in 2003 when LeBron was at UMass Boston in the Summer League? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I was, I think, a sophomore in high school at the time.
All right. Yeah. I think I was a junior in college. I was home from school, and we went over to UMass Boston and watched them play, and I remember, like, Scal was the man. Like, everybody, just big crowds around Scal up in the stands at UMass Boston's gym, which was nothing special at all. But, yeah, it does seem like, you know, depending on who's there in these Summer League games, it's more drama, obviously, with Wembanyama, and this year with Cooper Flagg, although they shut Flagg down, right?
Yeah, you know, he had two games, not-so-great opener, was great in the second game, and you know, it's always a good sign when you're getting the early shutdown in Summer League. It's sort of like preseason in the NFL.
Right.
Like, if you're a rotation guy and you're playing in the fourth or fifth game, that may not be the best sign for you.
Yeah, probably not. All right, let's talk about Jaylen Brown and some of the comments that he made to Noah Dozell over there at the Celtics blog, which I was a little surprised by. I know that he has a chip on his shoulder about sacrifices that he had to make 2 years ago, Greeny, and last year, too, in order to have Missoula Ball play at its max effort there. I know that he thinks he can score more and that he had to change his game and all that. Why is he still hung up on that going into a season where, presumably, he's not going to have any of those guardrails anymore, right? Like, he's going to be the man this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you read the whole story and you listen to the quotes, I mean, nothing that he said in those moments are false or, you know, sort of this illusion that he didn't do any of those things. So I think it's really just putting it into context in terms of where he's been and now what he's about to tack on, you know, in this new role that will bring new challenges. And I also think that, you know, as fans in the outside world, there's obviously people who are fans of him, people who aren't fans of him. And anytime he gives any sort of quote, it's always sort of blown up out of proportion. But I think it's something where you can't totally ignore it, but you also have to understand the context in which he's been playing these last 2 or 3 years. And for me, I didn't really see it as a huge deal. It's more just stuff that we kind of already knew.
Yeah, I suppose you're right about that. In terms of what he's produced and how he's played, 2023, that was his best year scoring-wise. He was averaging about 27. That was his All-NBA season. Would you say in the 2 years since then that he's regressed as a player, or has it really just been he's making sacrifices and he can still be the man if he needs to be?
Well, it's tough how you would factor in regression, right? Last year was an injury-plagued year,
right,
really from the start, right? His shooting definitely regressed, from three especially, but his passing and his playmaking made a pretty significant jump, both in terms of how he was reading the floor, his assist total, his element to his game had not been there in prior years. So I just think it was a matter of everybody on the team shifting and molding their skills to produce the best possible product. Now, he's the best player on the team, so he has to do everything. He's going to have to rebound. He's going to have to guard up a position. He's going to have to facilitate, and he's not going to have the spacing and the talent around him that, you know, previous versions had. So it's a delicate balance of, there were certain parts of his game that were not as good, like his shooting. How much of that was injury related? How much of that was just aging in regression? I think we're about to find out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Mazzulla Ball last year and the year before was five guys who could shoot the three from every position on the floor basically at all times, except when, I don't know, Luke Kornet was out there. Other than that, you had five guys who could shoot all the time. This year, you have Jaylen Brown, Derek White, Peyton Pritchard, and who knows what else in the rest of the team. Certainly not five guys who can shoot threes from anywhere. Is Joe Mazzulla going to be able to tailor an offense to Jaylen Brown and what an offense would look like with him as the main guy?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the biggest thing that fans need to understand, is that the team and the style that they're most likely going to play on both ends of the court are going to be nothing like what we've grown accustomed to in the Joe Mazzulla era, just because they don't have the bodies and the talent to play that way, right? Like, before, you could switch everything 1-5 defensively. You're not switching 1-5 when you have Kata and Tillman and Luka Garza on the perimeter guarding in space. Like, that's not going to work. Offensively, you don't have your maestro and Jason Tatum, which all, you know, had all the focus of the defense on every possession, but you don't have the same level of shooting. You don't have the same level of proven depth pieces coming off the bench, because now they're going to be second and third year guys that have never played. So I think when you look at how they've drafted, they brought in guys that are supposedly strong cutters off the ball. They drafted a big man whose best skill might be passing and finding cutters. They don't have an elite mid-range post play anymore from KP. So I really just think they're going to look completely different. The good news is Joe Mazzulla is a basketball savant, and my guess is he'll figure it out. But it's not going to look anything close to what we're used to, just because of the talent.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And you mentioned things that they don't have now for the first time in a while. No legitimate rim protector. All those years of Robert Williams, 2 years of Kristaps Porzingis. This year, it's sort of a big question mark. Defensively, how do you see this team readjusting to their new roster?
I mean, barring something unforeseen, I don't know how they're going to get consistent stops. I think you're looking at a team that's probably going to come in the bottom third defensively, just because, you know, a lot of their bigs are slow-footed bigs, right? You have, you know, Garza, Tillman, Kata. You know, these are not quick players. So I fear how they're going to be able to handle guarding in space. What are they going to do if a team switches? Like, they're not going to be able to switch to the same degree. I also wonder how they're going to be able to handle the second someone gets into foul trouble. Like, what do you do against Giannis or Joel Embiid? Like, I think we don't remember what it was like to live life without Al Horford on the back line. You remember when they left, like, there's a reason Brad went out and brought him back, because they just never could really shore up that front line. Now, they don't really have size. The size that they do have is slow. So I think a lot of people look at the names they remember, the Jaylen, the White, the Pritchard, and they say, oh, this team should be competitive. They should win, you know, mid-40s in win total. And you forget that the foundation of winning in the regular season is always an elite defense. Even on the perimeter with losing Jrue Holiday, you're losing it up top. You replace that with Simons. And then the back line is arguably the worst collection of big man talent in the league. It's an unfortunate year, but that's why it's a gap year. This is what happens when teams go through that transition.
And when you say gap year, do you mean as in a play-in tournament expectation type of year, top six, top five? Like, where do you see the ceiling for this year's team the way the roster looks right now?
Again, barring catastrophic injuries, so if you just have normal NBA health where maybe they miss, you know, no one's having catastrophic injury, I look at their season like it could be like what Brooklyn just had.
Okay.
High intensity, high effort, but at the end of the day, the talent gap is just too much, right? So I think my best case scenario for them is go out, compete hard, and don't really care what happens with the result. If you lose, no big deal. If you win, great, because maybe that means your young players are showing something. Ideally, I think they're going to be high 30s, low 40s, so that gets you in the...
That's better than Brooklyn. Probably. Brooklyn won 26 games last year, I was about to say. Like, that was not
Okay, well, then maybe Toronto. Maybe the Raptors are a better example of a team that's competitive on a nightly basis, has some, you know, intriguing high-end talent, but they're in that 36, 38 range where, you know, you're sneaking in to, you know, maybe the 7 or 6 seed. I think people are really underestimating the formula that it takes to win consistently in the NBA. And it's hard for them to accept that this is a talent step back, but it would not surprise me if they floated around 500 or slightly below.
All right, Greeny, before we let you go, the NBA Board of Governors met this week in Vegas, and Adam Silver said yesterday that they are continuing to have dialogue about potentially expanding and adding teams to the league, and that they're going to continue to look into that and research it. What are your thoughts on NBA expanding?
I think it's time to stop torturing the people of Seattle and give them their team back. Yeah. I mean, enough is enough already. And you could, in a lot of those reports coming out of that meeting, there was speculation that with this new TV money coming on, maybe the owners would vote against expansion. Enough already. The people of Seattle deserve a basketball team. That city deserves a basketball team. The league is better when the Sonics are in it and are good. So I hope it happens, and it's, you know, enough waiting already.
That's the voice of Dan Greenberg, the voice of the NBA on Barstool Sports. Greeny, great stuff as always. Thanks so much.
All right, Arcan. Have a good one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.